This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 471 for Tuesday, July 11th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is incurring gains on Tuesday morning to go along with the mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soy and Malaysian palm oil are lower to start the day, but European rapeseed is higher. Crude oil is also up due to supply cuts from Saudi Arabia and Russia, but economic fears also put pressure on prices. The Canadian dollar is gaining more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The Bank of Canada is expected to raise its key interest rate on Wednesday. The November canola contract is up $6.90 per ton at $788.30. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all higher before the U.S. Department of Agriculture releases its monthly supply-demand estimates on Wednesday. The USDA reported on Monday that 22% of the U.S. corn crop was silking as of July 9th, up 8 points from last week and 1 point ahead of the 5-year average. 3% of the crop also reached the dough stage, also 1 point ahead of the 5-year average. Conditions were reported at 55% good to excellent, up 4 points from the week before, but down from 64% 1 year ago. Brazil's Safrinha corn crop is 27% harvested, according to one private firm, behind the 41% average pace, but early yields in Mato Grosso were reported to be excellent. China's corn market went down 8 to 9 U.S. cents per bushel overnight. The September corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.96. 39% of the U.S. soybean crop was blooming as of July 9th, according to the USDA, compared to 35% on average. 10% of the crop was setting pods, up from 4% the week before, and 3 points ahead of the average. The crop improved 1 point this week to 51% good to excellent, compared to 62% last year. Number 1 beans in China traded 7 to 8 U.S. cents per bushel lower overnight. The August soybean contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.65, while the November contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.56. The U.S. spring wheat crop was rated at 47% good to excellent, down 1 point from last week and down from 70% last year. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is 46% complete, up 7 points from the week before, compared to the 59% average. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he was hopeful for an extension to the Black Sea Grain Initiative, even though Russia has refused to come to the bargaining table. Russian drones attacked a grain terminal in the Ukrainian city of Odessa on Tuesday. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.61. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.26. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.64. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, July 11th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.